2019 has arrived, and it's just literally weeks away, the 2019 Oklahoma Youth Expo. Joining us today is Cass Newell, who is the show manager of OYE here in 2019. Cass, I know you've been getting entries in. You've got, you know, a lot of things starting to really come together for the 19 show. What are some of the numbers looking at right now?
For the 2019 show, for nominations, all species were up in numbers. We had about just over 16,000 hogs nominated for the 2019 show. And total nominations, there was around 24,000 for all species combined. So the county show should be strong this year, along with OYE, one of the largest ones ever, I'm assuming.
Now, 24,000, that's a remarkable number.
Yes, that is an incredible number. It's incredible that every year it continues to grow. We've seen growth in all species, like I said, all the way from steers to hogs. Hogs have seen the most increase in numbers, which is expected, but I think it'll be another really large one.
Of course, on the market hogs side of things, you kind of know what the draw is there. But the gilts, I think, are really interesting. That that Night of Stars, the gilt shows, I know, had a lot of impact.
Yes, that's been a really good thing that we've implemented into OYE, both for the exhibitors and for the show. It brings in breeders from all across the nation to purchase animals, and just really brings in interest to the show. Brings in just a new addition that allows those exhibitors to capitalize on that investment that they've are showing.
Right. So, you know, when you look at those overall numbers, what does that kind of translate, or what are you kind of starting to anticipate about the number of animals that will actually show up come mid-March?
I would anticipate that obviously the number is still going to be higher than last year. The biggest issue we always have is pinning, especially with those hogs. But it's going to be another great show, and I think we're going to bring in, you know, people from all across our state once again to have the largest rural gathering of people in Oklahoma City, and to make a big impact on the city as well.
Anticipating we'll hit that all 77 counties once again?
Yes, I would anticipate that we would certainly hit all 77 counties coming in to the state, or to the state's capital, I guess, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the schedule. Is everything about the same as 2018?
There were some changes that we made. So this year, the commercial gilts will show before the purebred gilts. And then the commercial heifers, they're actually moved back a week. So they're going to be showing with the market steers this year to allow for a little more space in the cattle barn during the heifer show.
I know that we're, maybe a year or so away before we'll start having to deal with maybe construction of a new arena?
Yeah, we're not for certain of that. I believe it's going to be in the next MAPS project as to whether or not they're going to be able to do the construction on that facility. But we are looking forward to it if they do get that facility built. So that'll just give us more options for what we can do with our show.
On that first few days of the show, are we once again kind of working in and around the state basketball this year?
No, actually this year we're a week later than normal. We fall on spring break this year. So the state basketball tournaments will be done a week earlier. So that does allow us, I forgot to mention, we are going to start the heifer show at 9 a.m. on that Sunday instead of 1. So that'll allow us a little more flexibility, which will be nice.
So that actually makes the logistics a lot easier, I would think.
Yes, it definitely does. We can move straight into that arena right off the bat, and we won't have to do an all-night move-in on Saturday night, which will be good for all of us.
At this point, I guess folks need to be checking the OYE website and just kind of stay up on any of the last-minute announcements, right?
Yes. So be sure to follow our Facebook page and all of our social medias. We're constantly posting updates on there. And our website, we have an RV sale on Tuesday of next week. So those will be for the spots in the north lot there, 20 spots. And then we'll have other sales coming up, like the VIP parking sale and just other news and information that you might need if you're coming to OYE.